Welcome to Flip the Script Wellness. I'm Heather Boggs, and today we're going to talk about aromatherapy and essential oils, and even more specifically, how to use them safely. Before we begin, I just want to say that this is for information and educational purposes and not designed to diagnose or treat any physical or mental health conditions. So what is aromatherapy? Well, aromatherapy is the scientific use of plant oils in therapeutic treatments. So when we think of aroma, we think of scent or smell, but it also refers to the aromatic plants that are used to create essential oils. The use of aromatic plants in medicinal purposes, ceremonial purposes, has been around since ancient times. There's even evidence of aromatics being used by Egyptians 3,000 years before the birth of Christ. Plant medicine was what was available as medical treatment for centuries, and even up until the 19th century was a primary treatment option for a variety of illnesses. Even in the late 1800s, thyme and rosemary were burned to create a smoke used to disinfect wings in hospitals. In our modern time, due to the rise and increase in our availability of pharmaceuticals and medicines made from synthetic ingredients, we've moved away from the use of plant medicine as a primary treatment option. Sometimes I even get frustrated at the lack of respect that aromatherapy and plant medicine get from the medical community here in the United States. Herbal medicine and plant medicine is still widely practiced in countries like China and India. And I believe in wisdom that has been passed down over the generations based on experiential practices and provided by the abundance of nature that exists here on Earth. That being said, I am also a supporter of modern Western medicine. I am thankful for the treatments that have been available to myself and my loved ones, and that modern medicine saves lives every day. And what I would love to see is integrated medicine, where we incorporate the wisdom of plant medicine and alternative therapies, and we utilize modern day medicine as the life-saving gift that it is. I think the biggest reason for the divide is lack of understanding and education, and it would be great if we could have some crossover and we could have classes for doctors on aromatherapy, reflexology, meditation, and all of those types of therapies. And it would be great if naturopaths had an unbiased opportunity to learn more about pharmaceuticals and modern Western medicine. For those of you who have a real interest in learning more about the history of aromatherapy, and for a resource that is a wonderful kind of a dictionary of herbs and their uses, there is a book called Aromatherapy, an A to Z by Patricia Davis, and it's such a comprehensive book of all the different plants that go into essential oils. When I was in school for natural health and taking aromatherapy courses, it was approached with a very sincere focus on the safe use of essential oils and aromatherapy. One of my frustrations these last few years, as the use of essential oils in our homes has become more popular, is how casually information about them is presented. When you can go into a TJ Maxx or Marshall's and buy a package of essential oils, or if you're purchasing them from a friend who has a home-based business, you're not always getting the information you need to make informed and safe choices about how you use them. And I think, unfortunately, you could be unknowingly putting yourself or your children at risk, and there's a real possibility you're overusing the product, and harvesting the plants needed for essential oil making is very labor-intensive, and it utilizes a lot of product. And so knowing the right concentrations of essential oils to use can actually help environmentally as well as save you some money. Real essential oils can be very expensive. So I want to talk a little bit about some basic general safety around the use of essential oils. I was taught that essential oils should never be ingested, that the concentration of the compounds in essential oils are just too strong And if they come in contact with your delicate mucous membranes, it can be dangerous and caustic, like burn a little bit. I know there are some popular essential oil brands that encourage their consumers to use them as ingredients in food and drink recipes. That obviously is up to you as a consumer. I just don't think it's safe. And based on the training that I received in school, it is not recommended. A common use of essential oils is in a preparation that can be used on the skin. And that would be either through the use of massage or sometimes added to the bath as a therapeutic treatment. And I want to talk about concentrations of essential oils in for use on the skin. And the rule of thumb that I was taught was that for adults, you would use 6 drops of essential oil to every 100 drops of a carrier oil. And for children and infants, you would use 3 drops to 100 or even less for a very young baby. You wouldn't think that just 6 drops of essential oil and 100 drops of carrier oil would be very much, but that actually is the appropriate dilution for use of essential oils on your skin. Essential oils should never be used directly on the skin, right from the bottle. It is just too strong and it can cause severe irritation. So often what happens is people really like the smell of certain essential oils and they have a more is more philosophy when it comes to wanting a stronger scent. For some essential oils, that is very safe and appropriate, but not necessarily for others. And, you know, the goal of aromatherapy is to get the healing benefits from the plant without overdoing it. Aromatherapy works in different ways. It works with our physical body, you know, by getting into our system and into our bloodstream. And it also works from a scent perspective, which has effects on the mind. Some essential oils can have calming properties, think of lavender. Others can have cleansing properties, think citrus and lemon. And even still, some have invigorating or energetic properties, such as peppermint and eucalyptus. When you're making a preparation for use on the skin and you're choosing a carrier oil to add your essential oils to, you should also be mindful of what the carrier oil is made out of, and whether or not there could be any sensitivities to the ingredients. For example, almond oil. It's a great carrier oil. It absorbs nicely in the skin. However, if you have a nut allergy, almond oil probably wouldn't be a great choice for a carrier oil. So if you are making any product that you want to share with a friend or family member, you need to be really mindful of the ingredients you use because they could present a risk of their own. When it comes to essential oils, anyone could have a sensitivity to one of them. And oftentimes you wouldn't know until you were exposed to it. So it's important to use small, very small amounts when beginning use of essential oil and test them on small areas of your body to make sure you don't have a sensitivity. And just a reminder, you know, your skin is your largest organ and anything that goes on your skin ends up in your body, in your bloodstream, and in the tissues of your whole body, of your organs, of your muscles, etc. So when you're choosing a product and a carrier oil, do your best to choose a product that is pure, hopefully even organic, as what you're putting on you is also going to be in you. One of the most popular uses today of essential oils for aromatherapy are in diffusers. I know at our house, everyone has one. We have one in pretty much every room of the house, and we use them as a way to set a vibe for the room, to impact mood and influence our overall disposition for the day. The impact of aromatherapy via a diffuser is that it can be used as a tool throughout your day. It can be used as a way to help you through the afternoon slump if you're trying to be productive with work by choosing an energizing essential oil. It can be used close to bedtime to help you unwind and relax and find a sense of calm. It can be used as a therapeutic in terms of cold and congestion using a eucalyptus essential oil or some of the different pine essential oils. And when done appropriately, it can be a very safe and natural way to scent your home. One of my former podcasts was about safety in health and beauty products and with my guest Amy Puryear. And one of the things we talked about on there was the use of synthetic fragrances in our personal care items. And I can't stress enough the risks that are associated with fragrance in those products, both in our personal care items as well as in our laundry and cleaning products. Here in the United States, we have what is called or referred to as the fragrance loophole, which allows companies to consider their fragrance in their products a proprietary blend, and it does not require them to disclose all the individual ingredients that go into their fragrance. And unfortunately, as a result, there are many toxic ingredients used in the fragrance process, and we're not even told what we're being exposed to. When you're purchasing essential oils, you need to be very careful to choose products that have been certified or verified. There is a lot of product out there that contains both true essential oils in combination with other synthetic fragrances and additives, or is added to other ingredients to dilute the amount of product that you're getting. And so I recommend doing your research on what lines carry verified true product and are harvested in a way that is environmentally safe. I remember when I was taking my classes in aromatherapy, how surprised I was to see that, for example, rosemary can trigger seizures in people with epilepsy. And there are many different essential oils that are not recommended for use during pregnancy or if you're breastfeeding. And I always think it's a great idea to do your research. If you are not working with a trained professional in aromatherapy, and I mean beyond a sales consultant, you should do your research. Look things up, check the internet. Believe it or not, WebMD even has safety information for essential oils. So you can type in safety of lavender, for example, and there will be a WebMD description of different safety components, safe for use on skin, safe for use in certain conditions. And you'll get at least a sense of whether or not it's appropriate for you or your family. One thing people often don't realize when it comes to supplements and aromatherapy is that many things that are used to boost immunity are not necessarily suitable for people with autoimmune disorders because they already have an overactive immune system, and encouraging it to become even more active can result in flare-ups of their disease. Any therapy, whether it is part of Western medicine, has potential risks and side effects. Every alternative therapy, whether it be massage, reflexology, acupuncture, acupressure, any type of alternative therapy has a small amount or sometimes even a significant amount of risk depending on your current health situation. Even with the extensive training that I've received about aromatherapy, I'm not comfortable making generalized recommendations for combinations to be used either, you know, externally on the skin or in a diffuser without knowing about the person's health and health history. And even when you do have a background on the person, you still don't know if they could develop a sensitivity to the specific essential oil. And, you know, people can develop sensitivities at any time. You may use a product with no difficulties, and then all of a sudden, one time, suddenly there is a reaction. That's common with food sensitivities, and it can be common with essential oils as well. So do your homework. Make sure that the products you're using are pure and ethically harvested. Make sure that the carrier oils you're using are pure and safe as well. And make sure that you research any choice of essential oil you're going to use as part of an aromatherapy treatment plan for yourself. Some additional ways that I use essential oils in my everyday life are I use them on wool dryer balls to add a nice scent to my laundry, knowing that it's a much far safer use to put a few drops of lavender or a few drops of lemon essential oil on the dryer ball is infinitely safer than the use of the synthetic fragrances that are in dryer sheets and fabric softener. I also like to make insect repellent that is safe to be sprayed on your skin or on your clothes. And for that, I use a combination of citronella, thyme, lemongrass, and clove. And sometimes a little bit of lavender just because I like how that smells. And I feel much better about using that freely on my clothing and my body than I do some of the chemical-laden insect repellents. And I would make that insect repellent by adding the essential oils to a mixture of vodka and water. And it serves to evaporate more quickly. And it also keeps the water from going stale in the mixture. And as a reminder, when you're using ingredients in essential oil products, you need to keep them out of the reach of children. They are dangerous to children, dangerous if consumed, could be dangerous to their skin or eyes, and we need to keep our children safe. Essential oils, either directly or in a spray, can be used around the perimeter of the inside of your home to deter insects as well, such as ants and things like that. And it's a much safer use around your pets and your children. And speaking of pets, some essential oils are not safe for pets. So you should do your homework if you're going to be diffusing essential oils around your furry friends. Well, that was some of my thoughts on essential oil and aromatherapy safety. There's so much that can be talked about the different benefits of each individual essential oil. And maybe at one point I'll be able to have a guest on to speak more about that. But especially at the holiday time, as we're purchasing gifts and making selections about what kind of products we use and incorporate into our wellness, I wanted to make sure people had some general safety information. Like I said at the beginning, this is not meant to diagnose or treat any medical or mental health conditions. It is purely for educational and informational purposes, and it is barely scratching the surface. There is so much wonderful information out there about essential oils and aromatherapy, and I encourage you, if it's something you want to incorporate into your lifestyle, to do that research yourself. As always, please reach out to me on Instagram at FlipTheScriptWellness or on my website at FlipTheScriptWellness.com. I'd like to thank the musical group Slotcha for the introduction music. And as always, my wish for you is wellness. Take care.